Cromar said that you guys were able to find some relevance in last year's game tape against Dallas. Obviously one of the best offensive games you guys have had. What are you applying from that game to this week? Or what you can?
Yeah, we felt like last year in the Dallas game we kept good balance in the game, and we had a 50-50 or 60-40 run to pass ratio, and we felt like that helped us in the game, and hopefully we can continue that game plan, maybe not the same runs or the same passes, but at the same time, keeping that balance, I think, will always help our team.
What's different? You guys are in trouble unlocking some of the deeper stuff down the field this year?
If you play us and you have the big receivers and the good receivers, I think it's important to not allow us to beat you deep. And so those opportunities haven't come up as much as they have in the past.
That's how guys tried to stop you last year,
though, right? Not always, no.
Yeah.
When the opportunity came, we were able to get it deep, yeah.
What's different about the Cowboys' defense this year compared to last year? What do you see?
I see they're healthier. They're a little more talented up front, you know, with some signings, and they're rotating. They're able to play 8 different linemen again. I mean, we keep coming up against these 4-down teams that are playing their fresh D-line because they've added guys, and it appears that they're staying fresher and playing a rush group and a rundown group, and they're rotating a lot, and you can really see that and adding the middle linebacker really helped them.
Only 7 rushes against the Lions. What was your outlook going into that game on you guys' ability to run the ball and obviously the decision not to really pursue it?
Yeah, the plan was, and it started right. The plan is different for every game, of course. And the plan against that team was to throw the quick screen passes and we saw a lot of success on tape, and which we had early, and then move on to the run after we had them, after we got going into the game. But then the game didn't present itself the way it hoped at that point, where we got down by 2 touchdowns, and then we had to try to throw it to get back in. We felt.
You guys going into the bye week, I know Phil and Mark talked about really trying to establish that run to pass balance, and you alluded to it from last year's Cowboys game. What do you think has held you guys back in the last month or so coming out of the bye from getting to where you want to be with that?
Well, a couple of it is, like I said, individual game plan. So you're playing Detroit, and they're giving up very limited amount of run yards. And so you say to yourself, well, but they're not doing a great job on the perimeter versus the quick screens and that. And so, like I said, we're trying to establish that first, then go to and then start to run it more often as the game went on. But what's not happening is we're not in the game at the point when we're going to start running it more, and then it turns into a passing game.
Yep. Well, Aaron, what has been made out of the shooting yourselves in the foot with the penalties and so forth? Is it what happens, though, after that? The team has not seemed resilient, like after the holding penalty against the Lions. You know, a lot of teams, you see the elite offenses rebound from that, and still you guys kind of went into a shell after that. I mean, that the foot shooting is one thing; it's what happens after that. Is there a fix for that?
I agree. I feel like, and we feel like as a group that there's going to be a time you get a holding call. There's something happens, and you do get behind the chains, and we have to get half of it on the next play, and then get another half on the next play, and that's something we're not doing. And I believe that they believe they can do it. It's just not happening. We need to be able to overcome, like you say, something that doesn't happen the way you want it to happen, and have the resilience to get that done. And I think we have it. I just don't think we've made the plays.
Aaron, when you say that the going back to the run, the game just didn't present itself. At halftime, you guys were down by 10, and you had the first possession, and you came out throwing. Is 10 points not, is that something where you look and say we need to start passing now?
No.
Why not run the ball now?
Yeah, that's a good point. And I think in the future, I think that'll happen.
How would you look at Matt's unique qualities of being a protection ball out of the backfield? does that preclude you not to schedule many runs for him, or is it a balance, a mix for him?
I think the game plans set that up one way or the other, but I believe that we're going to be best when we keep a good balance, and we need to do that, and we need to do a better job of it.
Does he give you input on that at all, Matt, as far as a balance of running and passing unlike last week against Detroit, and would you exploit that against Dallas to try to have a more of a balanced 50-50 run-pass ratio for him?
That's the goal.
Aaron, about how many run plays were called last week for him? How many of them maybe got switched up the line, you said?
I'd rather not say exact calls in the game one way or the other, but there were more than what showed on tape, yes.
Aaron, what would you say, first of all, how would you assess Kyle Long's performance on Thursday, and what about just his overall development, the biggest changes you've seen from year one to year two?
That's a good question. Kyle had a good game. He had the best game of all the linemen, and he's matured as a player where he understands, he's seeing the game better, understanding what defenses are doing, and understanding, slowing the game down for himself, and that's the biggest difference is it appeared, like any young player, the game seems fast, and you try to play faster than you need to play, and you get yourself out of position. And when he does play with the correct tempo, and that's what he's done more often this year, it helps our offense.
Has Bushrod been hampered at all just in the aftermath of the injury a month ago or 6 weeks ago? Can he do everything that he can do when he's healthy?
Well, I think at this point of the season, everybody's banged up. And we've had a situation up front where we've had a lot of injury, and we've had a lot of guys with the offensive line not play in games and play with a guy next to him that he's not used to. And that's something that with the short week last week, he didn't get opportunity to play with Mike Ola, you know, because we were just walking through. You can't really practice on those short weeks. And so that changed up, and it was hard on him. And you got to trust the guy next to you, and you have to have a feel for him. And hopefully this week of practice we'll get those two guys gelling better together.
Overall, how do you think the run blocking has been?
All of our offense could be better, and hopefully it continues to improve.
I know you watch the Cowboys defense a lot more, but what's been your impression of the way they've sort of morphed their play calling a little bit this year, obviously feeding DeMarco Murray like crazy, maybe hiding the defense and banged up Romo a little bit more?
I think they've done a good they've decided at Dallas to upgrade their offensive line over the years, the last couple of years, and they've drafted first-round pick after first-round pick, and that's where they're showing up. They're doing a good job there, and just from studying them over the year, because I try to study other offenses, see what people are doing, having success, those kind of things. And so I've put them they're on my radar to study, and they're doing it. Their line has stayed healthy, and they have, like I said, they've really rejuvenated it with first round picks. So they have a talented group, and DeMarco Murray looks like he's healthier than he ever has been. You know, that's something that in his past he's gotten hurt and hampered by some things, and so you can see it in his play. And this year he looks as healthy as he's been. So the combination of those two things have really helped them.
It's a guy with the O-line background. Enjoy watching teams that can run the ball like that. And secondly, is it an attitude thing too? I mean, I know they have good linemen, but when you sit there and you go, we're going to run the football, is that more than just physical skill?
I think it's a combination. I think they're very talented. Like I said, with that many first-round picks, they're going to have talent. And not that college free agents can't be talented as well, but they're a very talented group, and like I said, DeMarco's healthy and he's a good back, and it is fun to watch. I hope it's not fun this week.
Is there something just at least attempting to run the ball a little bit more because it sets up the play action? I think two of Jay's touchdowns against the Lions came off the play action. So I mean, even if you feel like you can't move the front or you know get movement on the down line, isn't there something to say at least we're going to try to give him that look?
Absolutely.
anything stand out to you in particular about their linebackers?
Yeah, Rolando McClain is a big, strong, run-stopping linebacker. He's really been physical in their front, and they're an aggressive group. And the thing that you see is they're really dialed into their gaps that they have and how to fit them. You can see Rod Marinelli's done a nice job of making sure everybody's on the same page in their front with their fits and how to fit it, because there's a big difference between fitting the A gap and to the left of it, to the right of it, with the shoulder down, whatever, and depending on where your help's coming from, and you can see they're tied in very well.